So now we are sitting on full moon day, late afternoon of the full moon day, in perfect stillness in this beautiful garden, surrounded by life all around. And really grounded and stabilized by this big quartz we have next to us, a huge crystal. And today we have this full moon in Pisces. Full moon is when we can see it, when the moon is round. And it was early this morning. In London it was 5:33, in Western Europe it was 6:33 this morning. If you were awake then, you may have noticed the power of this harvest moon. It's been building up in the past few days. The energy has been increasing enormously. And this full moon is preparing the next gate, which will we cross in a few weeks with the solstice. Actually, in a week's time, I forgot. We're already the 14th today. So in 8 days, on the 23rd, we will have the moment of balance between day and night on the whole planet. Everywhere on planet Earth, days and nights will be 12 hours each for a few days. So this balancing moment is always really interesting at the end of the extreme season. Now we had summer. This summer has been very strong. We went through an eclipse in early July, plus another one mid-July. Eclipses are moments of loss of consciousness. It's like fainting and then coming back and not remembering what happened, but being positioned somewhere else. So they are extremely interesting moment for adjustments that the mind can't control. So it's like we're being relocated, repositioned sometimes, or upgraded. So we had two of those experiences. And then later on, early August, we had the Lion Gate, which this year has massively upgraded our bodies, physical, emotional and mental, in preparation for that moment now. So what's happening? There's currently in the stars, in the stars around the Earth, in our solar system, there's a combination of planets living in the same part of the sky. And they highlight this part of the sky. We have today, early morning, we had the junction of two planets, Venus and Mercury, which respectively animate, inspire, support our mental for Mercury and emotional for Venus. So our mental and emotional movements. both of them find themselves together on the final degree of Virgo, which is like the final movement towards reunion. Virgo is a sign of the zodiac in which parts that were scattered, like in a puzzle, come back together and recreate the whole. So in the wholing process, which is bringing all those parts together, there's a kind of attraction between particles and small bits and pieces. And this morning, at the time of the full moon, Mercury and Venus were sitting together saying, okay, we have completed that phase, let's move on. And what happens next within a few hours is Mercury, representing our mind, moves into a new territory, into Libra. And it enters this space where connection, interaction, and networking become so essential. So once I have become whole, once I have completed that phase of growth that was necessary for me to be a completely woken up, awake, strongly present human being, having then completed that phase, I can move on and then finally start engaging with the world. It means that I will now find it a lot more interesting to be together than alone, to share than keep for myself, to exchange than retain, and to network and expand together rather than compete and try to get to the top on my own. So it changes the background and also the nature of the way we relate to each other a lot, in the sense that now, in order to achieve something, we have to look into the mirror of other people. It's not enough to look into our own self and try to find the answers. We only get to really experience our reality when we share it. And it's a big change because we have been used to operate on another mode. We've been used to operate with introspection, turning inwards, and reflection, trying to figure out, and interpretation, and analysis, and synthesis, and so on. It's all well, and it's all good. But now we upgrade to, how about co-creating the reality we live in by coming together, getting in touch, and in this contact, where exactly we connect, expand, develop, explore, and come up with new things because we are together. So we will need interaction with others, whether it's one or more persons, will need other people to be able to move on. It's a big step in the transformation we are involved in and have been involved in for many years now, and as much as it really sets the foundation of those new forms of teamwork we've been looking for a long while. So teamwork is not when three people come together. that's not enough. Teamwork is when three universes merge and out of their merger something entirely new and a million times stronger and more brilliant and more intelligent surfaces, emerges and manifests. So this is the kind of creation we want now. It could apply to any aspect of life, any activity we are involved in. So Mercury took the lead and so take a few moments. Just feel now the inner balance. Having crossed the threshold, mind, heart have joined in a new environment of Libra. Try and feel the stillness. The stillness within the body. Maybe you can take a few breaths. Follow the direction of your breath. Be guided by your breath and go wherever it wants to go. Your breath eternally talks about unity. Your breath eternally connects you with the world, with yourself, with others. Pay attention one more time with flow of it and see if your body can start resonating with the movement of your breath, which is telling you of the movements, about the movement of the stars, about the movement of particles. Feel. Follow. Breathe. What the full moon in Pisces tells us about as well is that there is no difference between you and the universe. But as we are now sitting, wherever we are sitting, breathing in and out, following our breath, we are the universe. No less. When my body breathes and resonates with the energy of this evening, the slow descent towards night, when the temperature drops and my body perceives that and senses the chill, when I become a little quieter, because evening's coming, and in any other experiences, I am the universe. And being the universe, I can breathe in and welcome into my system this amazing equipment I have for this lifetime, whatever I need. It only takes me to be still, aware, and capable of engaging with reality. When I doze off, I don't get there. When I get distracted, I don't get there either. So, present, aware, and ready to engage. And then I feel things, I perceive things. And whatever I perceive and I let in brings me in a unique way, specific to me, meeting my own specific needs, desires, exactly what I need. How is it possible? It's due to the geometric structure of the universe. Sacred geometry in the universe makes it possible for things compatible to come together when the rhythm is right. And rhythm means the vibration is matching. So when I breathe in, I bring in, I attract what I need. I may not recognize it as such, because it may not be what I consciously would like. But I always attract exactly what I need because of this beautiful design of infinite possibilities of realizing who I am and acknowledging and becoming myself, including when I have experiences that are not pleasant. Similarly, when I breathe out, when I start sharing, expressing, telling, communicating, creating external versions of myself through words, deeds, or else, I am again the universe. I'm contributing to co-create what the universe is like. And I'm co-creating the global experience with others. Hence the importance of the conjunction and connection and interaction with others. I am the universe, but I'm not the only one. We are all the universe. This is where the magic lies. It multiplies the possibilities, and it multiplies the possibilities to have that magical, beautiful, fulfilling experience of life on earth. So all that must happen and can only happen if I become more aware of what I bring into myself and what I let out of myself. So the analogy of the breath, coming in, coming out, coming in, going out, gradually washing out what is not me. And gradually inviting more of what is me. Body. This happens in the body, not in the head. Our heads are trapped. Our heads are stuffed with things that don't resonate with us. Body. So again, for a few moments, feel the way your body resonates. The way your body vibrates in the evening air. With the evening light. And remember more. The way we better or best own who we are and is when we start remembering. There's nothing we need to learn. There's nothing we need to acquire. There's nowhere we need to go. We are in the right spot. We are the universe. What else could we be? Where else should we go? So we are in the right spot. What we are busy with is the right thing. Whether it's something or nothing, it is the right thing. And by letting life mold us, transform us, redirect us in different ways than the conditionings we have had for all our lives, we enter in a new, more playful, interactive way of living on Earth. Playful, interactive, fun, joyful. Let bodies, our bodies, guide us, tell us more and more often how we can get in touch with life, how we perceive, how we know what's right and not, how we know how to proceed or stop. When we are full, when things are complete, when we need more, when we are longing. So let the vibration of our subtle bodies animate our physical body. And let's be still in this quietly joined heart-mind. And listen. Well, learning to listen is still not that easy. Listen, respond, allow, follow. When our bodies, the physical, emotional, mental bodies have become one, we can easily retrieve our ancestral eternal wisdom. The ancestral wisdom comes from other beings living on earth, from our lineages or not. So the wisdom, very primordial wisdom that's held on this planet, we can also access wisdom that comes from far afield, from extraterrestrial sources or resources. So we retrieve the ancient knowledge and we access the new knowledge. The very ancient knowledge that has persisted and is still present on Earth now is resurfacing in some part of the world. It's been there to hold the ground for the long time of loss of meaning. Now it's resurfacing, saying, I've been always there. And at the same time, new inputs are coming from beyond this earth plane, from other dimensions of our being, our individual being, from other beings coming from other dimensions or realms of life, from all sorts of sources. So we need to access those too, because parts of us are still dormant and need to awaken. And also, the parts of us that are awake will now get into motion and action, that is interaction and network. This is the next step. We will need to pass the balancing point of the equinox to explore that further, but be aware that it's the next step. So now, slowly come back to the center of your body, right in the middle of your belly. Deep in your belly. Sit there for one or two breaths. Know that it's the center of the universe for all of us. And then feel again the movement of breath in your abdomen. The touch of the cloth on your skin, the touch of the air on your bare skin, the space you're sitting in. The evening that is coming. And then move from your root chakra up to your crown chakra. And then back down from your crown to your root. And do it two more times. And then when you feel ready, find the movement that's right for you to express your gratitude for this big full moon. And when you want, you can open your eyes.